Welcome back on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning. Last year, April Rain, who lives in Howard County, created the Twitter hashtag OscarsSoWhite when the 2015 Oscars didn't include any nominations for people of color in the acting categories. Many folks, for example, thought that the film Selma, directed by Ava DuVernay and its lead actor, David Oyelowo, should have received nominations. And of course, as you've no doubt heard, this year's nominations were no different. This has sparked even more activity around the OscarsSoWhite hashtag, and it has intensified the national conversation about the clear and troubling lack of diversity in Hollywood. April Rain is a former attorney and the managing editor of BroadwayBlack.com. She joins me in the studio. It's great to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a huge thing. This has sparked an enormous conversation, and you were way out ahead of this. I mean, there are a few celebrities who are boycotting the Oscars Sunday night, but you started this a year ago. Trace the arc for us from when you put it out and then what's happened since then and now with this year's awards coming up.
Sure. I created the hashtag in January of 2015 in my family room as I was watching the nominations announced on live TV, and I was frustrated and disappointed with the lack of marginalized communities that had been nominated, not just in the acting categories, but also with respect to filmmakers who work behind the camera. So I started the very first tweet on that day and just vented my frustration on Twitter. We saw some support at that time. Unfortunately, here we are in 2016, and not only is the hashtag still relevant, but it's also experienced a resurgence. And so now Academy President Cheryl Boone Isaacs has announced several decisions that were unanimous by the Board of Governors to not only increase the diversity amongst the Academy itself, but also to change its voting system.
And what do you think of those suggestions and those new plans?
I think they're a good start. I still have some concerns. I believe that all awards should be based on merit. But what we know is that Academy members are not required to view the films or the performances before they vote. And therefore, how can you say that the Academy Awards, the actual awards, are based on merit when they haven't seen the films? So, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done, and the onus remains on Hollywood to create quality performances and quality films that the Academy can actually nominate.
It's been noted that the people who vote on the Oscars are mostly over the age of 50. 94% of them are white, 77% of them are male. Do you think that's the issue, that perhaps even if they did see the films? I mean, if that particular electorate had seen Straight Outta Compton, the theory goes that, you know, they just had no way of relating to it, therefore they wouldn't have supported it.
Well, I think that's one problem, but we also have seen Academy members speaking anonymously, of course, who said that they just would not go see particular movies. And it's unfortunate because I think we can all be better people when we broaden our perspectives and maybe step outside of our comfort zone. I think the Academy took this in mind when they invited over 300 new members, more diverse members into the Academy, and indicated this year that they will be expanding the number and hopefully doubling the number of diverse Academy members by 2020.
Because you've been very careful to point out, ever since you did this a year ago, that this is not about a particular snub of a particular movie or a particular actor, that this is a much larger issue.
Absolutely. And this is not just a race issue. It is also an issue with respect to sexual orientation, those from the LGBTQ community, other ethnicities other than just black people, the indigenous community, the differently abled. It's all marginalized communities who should be better represented in film.
Last year, you boycotted the Oscars and organized some people to watch an Eddie Murphy movie, Coming to America, a really funny movie. It was noted that the ratings for the Oscars last year were the worst that they've been in a long time. Are you going to boycott again this year on Sunday night?
I'm not using the word boycott because I think that's a flashpoint that the media uses because it's easy and simplistic. What I'm saying is that we are inviting everyone who is disappointed with the lack of representation of marginalized communities in film to join us on Twitter Sunday. Sunday night as we live tweet a coming-of-age movie called The Wood. But there are a lot of counter-programming events going on. And even if you're not interested in watching that particular film, just use the OscarSoWhite hashtag and let us know what you're doing other than watching the telecast.
And what about the celebrities who have decided to stay away from the ceremony? Do you think that's an effective strategy, an effective, is that going to work?
Well, I'm not sure because I haven't spoken to them, so I don't know what their goals are. I do know that there is going to be a Justice for Flint event that night as well, on Sunday night, which is very important and shines a light on the horrible problems that so many people are having with their drinking water. And there will be a lot of celebrities and public figures attending that event in Michigan. And there are also other counter-programming events planned, but everyone has to make a choice for themselves. So, for example, Mark Ruffalo, who is an Oscar-nominated actor this year, does plan to attend, but has spoken out very strongly about the lack of diversity.
Chris Rock is going to be the host. There are folks who've called for his removing himself from that position. He's hosted before. What are your thoughts about his status in this?
I think Chris Rock is a brilliant comedian, and he is very well known for his social and political commentary. And so I expect him to kill it Sunday night. You know, it has been reported that he has changed his monologue so that he can directly address the Oscar So White issue. But I think he knew what he was getting into when he signed on to do it this year. And I also think that the Academy knew. You know, they are involved in a little bit of self-reflection and introspection, and so I think they're expecting him to fully bring it on Sunday.
Has there been much of a backlash against Oscar So White? I mean, there have been some celebrities, some African-American celebrities who, you know, pointedly not signed on. Jamie Foxx made comments at the Black Film Festival Awards last week, and others. But what's your take on how this is being perceived generally?
Well, I think Jamie Foxx may have been joking when he made that statement. And he sits at a point of privilege, right, because he does have an Academy Award. And so his fight may be a little different than those who are still attempting to be recognized and feted by the Academy. At the same time, I think that every public figure, regardless of race or sexual orientation or gender, should be speaking out because it only helps us all if there are more inclusive films that are made.
April Rain, she is the managing editor of BroadwayBlack.com and the creator of the hashtag OscarsSoWhite. We've got a link to more information on our website, WYPR.org/Marilyn Morning. The Oscars will be broadcast on ABC TV Sunday night, and Oscars So White Twitter followers will be hitting Netflix to watch The Wood. Ms. Rain, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and
That's it for us today. Coming up Monday, on the day before Super Tuesday, my guest will be the Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne, who's written a chronicle of the conservative movement called Why the Right Went Wrong. In a way, it's a bookend to the book by Steve Phillips that we talked about earlier this morning. I hope you can join us for that conversation, as well as a preview of a new film by local filmmakers, two white guys, Alan Moore and Leo Horrigan. That's all coming up Monday morning here on Marilyn Morning. Marilyn Morning is directed and engineered by Nathan Sterner. Rob Sivak, John McCone, and Kathleen Cahill are our producers. Lauren Ferguson and Brooke Savage are our interns. Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville is our Java source. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded our theme music. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.